All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another awesome CAGcast, episode number 184. I am GBD, and I'm in Japan.
And I am Wombat, and I want the world. I want the whole world.
And Shipwreck wants something.
He wants to lock it all up in his pocket. Yeah. It's his ball of chocolate.
Right, we were just looking at the pictures of the Willy Wonka kids. What was the occasion to get all the Willy Wonka kids together?
I believe it's the 30th anniversary of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Nice. The scariest kids movie ever made.
It is pretty scary.
That boat scene? Ooh.
All these people, it seems like one of them would have been like a coked out like kid star.
I believe Mike TV was, but...
He turned himself around.
I believe so.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm off to a bad start this morning already. First of all, I got the shits. I don't really know how else to put it more delicately, but I got the shits.
I had those earlier this week.
Yeah.
As did I. Yeah, see, maybe there's something going around. Maybe
there's something in the CAGcast. And I also started my day off with... Ty woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, crying and screaming and running down the hallway, yelling "garbage truck" in Japanese, which is "gomi shushu sha." In case you're keeping score at home, which I thought was a pretty weird thing to to wake up and yell. Like, maybe I guess he was having like a nightmare about a garbage truck. I don't really know, but I went and I got him his Japanese matchbox car equivalent of his garbage truck, and that seemed to calm him down. And then he played with that in bed for a little bit and went back to sleep while playing with it. But that was kind of funny. Gomi shushu sha.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. Garbage truck, dude.
I get it. No, I get it. It's funny. Right. Yeah.
And I don't know. That's all I got. We've been like, I don't know, we've still been looking for apartments and stuff, and it's getting very stressful because my wife really wants to move, and I'm lazy, exactly, and I don't really, you know, I like this apartment, and I don't know, the whole thing's getting just crazy, and we need to move soon. I don't know, dude.
You need to explain to her there that you're the one that sits around in this place all day.
Oh, she knows. She's well aware. But she's the problem is, like, the neighborhood that she wants to move to, it's like not even, it's more than like twice as expensive. Well, maybe twice as expensive as where we live now. So it's like, I don't know, like, we've been looking at apartment, we've been all over the place, like looking at like really nice giant apartments that are like incredibly ridiculously expensive. And then we've looked at apartments that are around the same size as what we have now, which are only just ridiculously expensive, not incredibly ridiculously expensive. The whole thing just gets a little bit overwhelming. And then you realize, like, you start doing the math and think about how much money you could be saving if you're not throwing away all this money on ridiculous rent. But I don't want to buy a place because I don't want to live here for another. I know. I want to get out of here in 3 years. I want to be back in America.
You want to move to New Jersey?
I don't want to move to New Jersey.
Legalized medical marijuana in New Jersey.
Yeah, but you need to have cancer.
Is that what it is? I thought, you know.
No,
you have no hair.
It's not like in California where you can just say like, oh, I have trouble sleeping.
Oh, I thought that, yeah, I figured it would be the same.
No, you need to have like muscular dystrophy or something serious.
So they're not changing the name of Hoboken to Ho-Smokin'?
No. I mean, look, and weed is almost legal anyway in like New York and that area. Like, you can get it so easily, and like who cares if it's really legal or not? It's like, you know, I don't know what it's like. It's like jaywalking. Maybe that's not true, but I don't know. So I don't want to buy a place, and then, I don't know. It's very stressful. People are crying.
Sorry to hear it.
People are crying. That's not
me. Yeah, no. I believe the world's tiniest fiddle is playing somewhere in your
No, no. I was being serious.
Oh, someone is crying?
Someone in my family is crying. That's not me.
Oh, right now?
No. I mean, over the whole apartment moving thing. From time to time. From time to time, there's upset people. That isn't me.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so, I don't know. That's what's going on. I'll keep you informed, but it looks like we'll probably move in, like, next month.
Awesome. No. I'll need your new address.
Right. The good news is I'll be able to buy new CAG business cards and get the fancy ones that Shipwreck has. And I guess you have, too.
Yeah.
With the shiny on both sides.
I need some new ones of those, I think.
You need to really? You're out?
No, mine say CAG foreplay on them real big.
Oh, right. Okay, we'll get you new ones before E3.
Which we are going to do a CAG foreplay show here at some point, because I guess Mrs. Shipwreck promised if we got $30,000 in the Child's Play raffle that
that's right.
We'll do
she,
a show.
She made some crazy promises.
Okay, so we'll do a show here at some point.
Right.
So she's actually going to have to come back into your house?
Yeah, I'll have to find out where she's hanging out these days. And
you have to take all the G.I. Joe stuff out of her side of the bed.
Never.
make some room.
We've got four bedrooms. I mean, she can have one of the other rooms.
Right. I forgot about the Shipwreck Mansion.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on with you guys? Anything exciting happening?
I saw Avatar over the weekend.
3D Avatar?
In 3D. I actually still have my 3D glasses in my hand.
You didn't return them?
Nah, I'm a douche.
How was it?
It wasn't bad. It was, you know. Did you see the movie Aliens?
The second Alien movie?
Yes, the second Alien movie, the one directed by James Cameron, Aliens. It's Aliens, but backwards.
Hmm.
That's the movie. Like, everything that's good in Aliens is evil in Avatar, and everything that's evil in Avatar, everything that's evil in Aliens is good in Avatar.
Like the Marines are evil.
Yeah, it's basically, but otherwise it's the same movie.
All right, but it's in 3D.
But it's in 3D.
Excuse me, I'm choking. I need to drink my orange Gatorade here.
And there's chicks with three fingers, and they're 12 feet tall, and they're blue.
The 12 feet tall sometimes. Sometimes the aspect ratio, I think, gets a little off.
At one point, I saw four fingers on one of the hands, but, you know, that could also have just been me.
Maybe it was just the 3D throwing everything off.
Yeah, that could have been it, too.
I want to see it, but, like, it's going to cost me $20 a ticket to go see it, and then I got to get a babysitter, which is going to cost, like, you know, $60.
You got to go do it, though, because it's not going to be worth watching on Blu-ray or whatever.
You have to see it in the theater.
So I have to spend $100 to go see it, is what you're saying.
Yes. I spent $25. I took my dad. I took him to the movies.
Yeah, I spent $50 to see it, and I didn't even want to see it, really.
Why'd you spend $50?
Well, by the time we bought drinks and refreshments and everything there, it was like $25 for the two tickets and then $25 worth of food.
Wow, it's $12.50 to see a movie in Ohio, even?
For the 3D movies, yeah.
Oh, they charge more? Oh, God, I don't even know. That's just the regular price in Japan. I don't know if they charge more for 3D.
It's like $2.50 more, I think, for 3D here.
Something like that, yeah. I had to pay more to see it.
Oh, so. I didn't even think about that. Well, whatever. It's just a question about getting... It's like on the other side of town, and it's a whole thing.
It sounds like a real hassle for you.
Well, you know, we gotta.
This is quite
somewhere.
The
someone's
story
crying.
There. I know.
We get it.
I have a rough life, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I just got an instant message from my wife, by the way, or a text message. Oh wait, I got an email entitled "Give me your wiener." so that's interesting. She gets a lot of. She gets like a ton of. Of spam, like sex spam on her phone, on her iPhone. I don't know. Her email address must be too like common. She gets everything. And most of it's like, you know, there are 13 women ready to have sex with you now type of thing. And it's very polite spam. Like, sorry to bother you, but I'm very horny and need to have sex with you immediately. Anyway, guys, let's do some show feedback from last week. Sorry, she keeps sending follow-up messages. She did say, please give me your wiener. The email said that.
That's how I usually start coitus as well.
Please give me your wiener?
Please take my wiener, exactly.
I just watched Borat, by the way, speaking of give me your wiener. And That movie was pretty damn funny, I gotta say. Even after watching, like, all, I've seen like a million of the Ali G shows. I've seen all of them, I'm sure, but the movie was pretty damn funny. Did you see that?
Yes.
It wasn't funny?
It was all right.
Oh, really?
It's no Anchorman.
Oh. I also watched Blade Runner.
I have that movie on Blu-ray.
I know. Didn't I buy that for you or no?
Yes. Yeah, you did. Sort
for what?
Of.
What did I buy it for you for?
Birthday? He gave me a gift certificate for Christmas last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Blade Runner, I don't know. I think that movie's a little overrated, maybe.
I think if you grew up with it, it's a different movie.
It was kind of boring. And then, it's, like, nothing happened at the end.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's Blade Runner.
It's Blade Runner.
I went to,
yeah,
like...
it's not for everybody. I love the movie.
But. I went on Internet Movie... Like, now what I do whenever I watch a movie, I go on Internet Movie Database, and then I read all the trivia that in the trivia section.
Yes, I do the same thing, yes.
Yeah, just to see what I've missed. And, like, I missed, like, nothing, basically. I missed, like, a lot of controversy about, like, some voiceover that wasn't in the version that I saw. And
you watched the director's cut, not the theatrical version. You would like the theatrical version better.
Oh, now you tell me.
Well, I didn't know you were watching it. You should go back and watch the theatrical version. You might like you would probably like it better with the voiceover.
I see.
Yeah, you need to let us know when you're going to watch 25-year-old films. That way, you can tell you which versions to watch.
I should put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was fun because I've been watching Deadwood, you know, that old HBO series, the Western.
Oh, I love that cocksucking show.
Yeah. I mean, you must like it because I know you like Westerns.
I love that show.
Did you watch the whole series?
I didn't watch the last season because it kind of went downhill.
Oh, it's disappointing. I'm at the end of the first season right now.
Yeah, the first season is incredible.
It's incredible.
It's just, yeah, that
the
first
acting
season
is
awesome.
So good. Like, it's just... It's amazing, but the guy from from Blade Runners is in Deadwood. The guy who plays the toy maker guy in Blade Runner is the hotel owner in Deadwood.
Yes, he is.
And I think there's another guy that's in both things. Anyway, I'm really enjoying that. That's like another awesome TV show that I've been watching. And Rome, I've been watching Rome as well, which is also excellent.
Are you gonna watch Spartacus?
Is that a new thing? Oh, you mean the old movie?
No, the new show. It premieres, I think, like the end of the week or something.
Probably not.
It's on Stars. It's supposed to have a lot of boobs in it.
I like boobs. Rome has a lot of boobs. Rome had a lot of penis and male ass as well.
Well, there you go. Have you seen the A-Team trailer?
I did. I did watch it. And I will tell you right now, that movie is going... I will predict the Rotten Tomatoes score of that film. It will be 32%.
I wouldn't be surprised if it is somewhere in the 30 range, but I also wouldn't be surprised if I enjoy it.
It's going to be awful. I'd ask Shipwreck his opinion, but he said Avatar was going to bomb, so.
Yeah, don't ask him. Whether it's going to bomb or not. I can tell you whether I'm going to like it or not.
But. Right, it's going to be terrible. I'll tell you right now. It's going to be a terrible movie. I'm sorry, but it's just going to be terrible. The TV show was terrible also. It was completely ridiculous. No other show, the only other show where they fire like 10,000 rounds of bullets per episode and nobody ever gets shot was G.I. Joe, the cartoon.
What's wrong with that? It's great.
It was a little silly. Yeah, A-Team, the TV show, is basically the equivalent, the live-action version of G.I. Joe with only like four main characters.
But that's what makes it so awesome.
Is that what made it awesome?
Sure, why not?
My parents didn't want me to like me to watch that show. I think I wasn't allowed to watch it. That and Dukes of Hazzard, but I watched Dukes of Hazzard anyway.
All kids watch Dukes of Hazzard.
It was A-Team. I didn't really like so.
Well, I was a big A-Team fan. I was into the A-Team.
I mean, it was okay. Chips was better.
Chips was a good show. Knight Rider was awesome, but I was A-Team. I was all A-Team.
Anyway, I guess we should do like a video game show or something, maybe.
Whatever,
I guess. I mean, so last week we did our favorite games of 2009, and there was a lot of feedback about that. This one, I don't know. You guys need to decipher this message for me because it's a little odd. It seems a little contradictory. SOTC 1988 says, "This was about as mediocre as a CAG end of the year list could be. That's not a knock against anyone. I know what I'm getting into when I listen to the CAGcast at this point." some very interesting picks this year from everyone, and I definitely appreciate the fact that GP clarified that this wasn't the best of list, but rather his favorite games of 2009. And then he goes on to say, I also noticed that Chibi has pretty big issues with the integrity of game reviewers, but maybe this could be a discussion on the next live show. I don't know. He said the list was mediocre, but then he said it was interesting. So I don't know which is which. I don't have an issue with integrity of game reviewers. I think that they're just easily swayed, and they get fooled by like the name of the game and the brand of the game. And they start, maybe in the back of their mind, they think a little bit too much about what people's reaction to their review is going to be, rather than just writing a review in a vacuum. And that's not an integrity issue. It's just like a human being issue. I don't know. It's sort of hard to, you know, get around. And also, like, I don't know. You want to be liked by people. People, you know, generally want to be liked by other people.
And except if you're for you.
Except for me. I don't care.
Yeah. But, I mean, since I actually do reviews of some games, I mean, it's something you have to think about every time, because like with a game like Divinity that I know that I like a lot, like I know other people are going to disagree with me on that. So I can't just like, it's either I go out and say, hey, this is a fair game because I think other people are going to think this is a mediocre game, or I can go, hey, I'm really enjoying this and give it a very good, like I did.
So yeah, which is the way you need to do it, because
right. I'm going to always do it on what my personal opinion is, because I don't like rating games based on whether or not I feel they're good for somebody else.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Right. And I think like, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they might see other people's reviews and they're like, wow, everybody likes this game. I can't really bash it. I'm going to be the only guy bashing it. Let me just jump on board. Bayonetta. So yeah, I don't know. It's not an issue of integrity. It's more like an issue of human nature and trying to lock out that part of human nature when you write a review.
I am confused at why he says it's a mediocre.
I don't know either. I don't know. And then he said it was interesting. Very yeah. interesting, in fact.
It was interestingly mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, we have mediocre tastes for the most part. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true.
I mean, that's just the type of gamers that we are.
Yeah, we're all our own animal. Gaming animals. Frisky Tanuki says, Shipwreck must have tried really hard to ignore the good games on PSP this year. Half Minute Hero, Pixel Junk Monsters Deluxe, Patapon 2, Rock Band Unplugged, and Persona were probably the best games of the year. And there was still MotorStorm, Pacific Risk, Gran Turismo, Kenka Bancho, Crimson Gen Saga, Resistance Retribution, Locoroco 2, and Midnight Carnival as other good games I played this year. And 2010 will be better with games like Metal Gear Solid, Peace Walker, and Valkyria Chronicles 2. And then he goes on to say that Wombat sucks at describing why Ratchet & Clank Future is different from the other games. Space exploration and much better variety and pacing due to the separation of the two main characters made it a much different experience than the others. So there, Shipwreck and Wombat, yes, you're wrong. You're both wrong and terrible.
I actually played some of these games that he listed.
Right.
And he didn't say I was wrong. He just said I was bad at doing my job. There's
sucks.
A difference.
Sucks is actually the word that he used.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said I was wrong. No.
Right.
No. I played Persona. I played some of that. It was okay. Right. I played some of Kinku Bancho. That, again, was okay. I played some Patapon 2, which I didn't really enjoy. I know other people enjoy it, but not my thing. I played some Locoroco 2, which is fun, but I didn't think it was up there for game of the year for me.
Right.
And I did not play Half Minute Hero. I mean, the rest of them, MotorStorm, Pacific Rift, Gran Turismo, Resistance Retribution, Rock Band Unplugged, like, sure, they're all perfectly fine games, but they're not going to be my game of the year.
Right.
Like my
favorite game.
Yeah.
He also goes. Frisky also says that Explosion Man was easily the best Xbox Live arcade game of the year, and that Shadow Complex was buggy. He said the more he played it, the buggier it got. I didn't come across any bugs in Shadow Complex, but I didn't. Once I finished the game, I didn't. Can you go back once you finish the game and can you know and
like and pick keep up leveling stuff? And stuff?
Yeah, can you do that?
I can't remember if you have to stop before you go to the final battle or if you can do it afterwards.
I believe you have to stop before the final battle, but I think you could start the game up again at your current
level.
Yeah,
if you start the game up again, then you can keep leveling.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I didn't do that, so I didn't, but I didn't get through any bugs. And, you know, Explosion Man was pretty cool, but it just gets very hard, and I don't know, Shadow Complex was more fun for me. That's all. Dr. Monkey says, it's good to see Red Faction getting the respect it deserves. I would agree that it's probably the funnest or most fun game of 2009. If they can implement the Geomod technology into the Saints Row games, Rockstar would finally have to actually consider making the next GTA game fun. That would be pretty amazing if they could do that. But the question that always remains is, you know, when you knock down buildings, you're going to eventually have an empty game world. So I don't know how you could do it in Saints Row.
But I guess if you could throw in some sort of convention where the city's always being rebuilt behind you for some reason, like just kind of add the story element in there that there is some like Ultor construction, which would be an ongoing theme in those games anyway, maybe. Where Ultor construction is always rebuilding and it's part of the cycle that makes them evil, and that's one of the ways they make money.
So that's pretty good. Or they've developed some sort of like replication technology that can allow them to basically rebuild buildings in like a day.
Yeah, just you know, you throw it, just make it a nice throwaway MacGuffin kind of reason why it can happen,
right?
And then it happens. And
who cares as long as it's fun?
Exactly. And if anyone really cares, then they could go to hell.
Then they can go play GTA.
Exactly.
Blackout says, good show, guys. Shipwreck, where the hell do you find the time to play over 100 2009 released games? Which is, I think that's a legitimate question.
It's pretty easy to answer that. My wife does not get home until about 3 hours after I do every day. So I have 3 hours to game there, and she's a gamer as well. So if she like feels like playing a game, then that's additional time. So, right. And she works most Saturdays.
Aha.
So I have a lot of gaming time.
He's got a lot of free time on his hands.
He does have a lot of free time. That and your wife doesn't like you. I think you established also.
She'd rather be inside a horse's anus than be home.
Who wouldn't?
I'm inside one right now, actually. also, Wombat revealed his new diet, and a lot of our listeners sort of took issue with your diet. Mick says, Wombat, dude, that diet sounds untenable. Instead of complicating things to that degree and denying yourself so many foods, why not just go with the math, eat less, and exercise more? I promise that works. So he goes on to say they dropped 55 pounds last year simply by bringing his calorie intake down and walking 40 minutes a day. But he still wishes you the best of luck.
Thank you. So far, for those who care, I've lost about 6 pounds.
Wow.
Last week. Yeah, which isn't bad.
Not bad.
I've been eating a lot more salads. Like, for lunch, I'll have a salad with, like, maybe some, like, turkey on it. Mm. Although today I had some soup. I had some chicken and rice soup, like the Campbell Healthy Choice soup. And, you know, I have, like, what I'll do is I'll have, like, a cup of yogurt when I get into work. And then, like, an hour and a half later, I'll have, like, an apple or an orange or, you know, a piece of fruit. And then I'll have a salad. And then, like, later in the afternoon, I'll have, like, carrot sticks or something like that. And then when I get home, I'll eat dinner, which for the last couple of days, actually, has been really good because I slow-cooked a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been eating, you know, chicken for the last couple of days and, you know, usually some vegetables. I'm partial to green beans and spinach, not together, but, you know, one of the
other. Wow, well, good luck, dude.
So it really hasn't been that bad. I do get some, you know, I do get hungry. Like I'm a big fan of peanut butter, and they do make like low calorie, low fat peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
So I've been having like peanut butter on an apple for like a dessert, or peanut butter on a rice cake.
What are you, a horse?
I am a horse. Peanut butter on an apple is good.
Keep your anus away from Mrs. Shipwreck then.
And that is that.
Yeah, I've been trying to. My diet, I don't know, like, mine's pretty low-key. I'm just trying not to snack, and I'm trying to, like, sort of be aware of how many calories I'm eating a day. So, like, I've been having a snack problem where I would just, like, during the afternoon, I would eat, like, a lot of garbage. So I'm just trying to, like, eat an apple or a banana instead of that.
Well, you don't have as far to go as I do.
That's true. I don't.
I'm and just going to wait until I catch up to you guys, and then I'll start dieting.
Yeah, exactly. No one asked you, skinny. We're going to hopefully
man.
This weekend.
You got to see Shipwreck eat. It's pretty amazing. It's like a little guy, and he can just, like...
He's like Joey
he
Chestnut.
He can put it away. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get an exercise bike this weekend, so...
Oh, cool.
That's on the agenda.
Did you decide against Wii Fit then?
Yeah, I think I'm not going to get Wii Fit. I think I'm going to go with an exercise bike.
That's Wii Fit's probably a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to be able to watch American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what you're going to do.
I'll watch American Idol and ride my bike.
Mm-hmm. Some last bit of feedback. Some of our listeners sticking up for Sacred 2, which I said I couldn't really last more than 5 minutes playing. Both Hard Charger and... Shearida. No help? No one's going
to
help me with
no,
that.
No, I enjoy listening you try to pronounce it.
That looks Japanese to me. You
read that. Oh, Shearida.
There you go.
Rida. I don't know. Anyway, they both liked it. They both said that it's, he said it's every bit as good as the guy whose name I can't pronounce says it's every bit as good as Baldur's Gate or Champions of Norrath, except for the online play. And Hard Charger says him and his wife have put in over 150 hours. That's Shipwreck levels right there.
Oh, I only played that game about 1.5 times through, and that took me about 50 hours.
Right.
But I mean, as far as the fighting system and the looting and everything, yeah, it's the same as Baldur's Gate Champions, but I think Baldur's Gate Champions have a slightly more cohesive, world and story. Than Sacred 2. Sacred 2 does not have much story.
I don't know. The graphics just look really shitty to me. But maybe
think Sacred 2 just, it feels very European.
Hmm. Does that mean shitty?
Yeah, it's code for shitty.
Yeah. One other thing that I wanted to mention that I didn't actually put on the outline here is that, remember you were talking about the giant bomb cast and Shipwreck said that Gerstmann had terrible taste in games.
Yes.
I get Google alerts because I have like Google alerts set up for like CADcast, GBD, cheap ass game, like a million things. So of course I got like Google alerts went off from the Giant Bomb website from people who are fans of both shows posting on their site saying that you guys were talking shit about Jeff and stuff like that. And people are trying to stir up like some sort of fight or whatever, fake beef.
We're not going to be able to change his taste in games. I mean, there's no reason to fight about it.
Right.
And really, it's Ryan Davis that sucks anyway.
But something interesting happened that, you know, because I was checking out their forum thread on their site, and I noticed, you know, I have like this Alexa like toolbar thing, which tells you like the popularity rank of any website that you go to. It tells it to you right in like your browser window. And Giant Bomb has like really, at least according to Alexa, has really exploded in terms of traffic. Like it's got a super good rating. Like it's really,
good website. I'll say.
No, it is. Yeah. It's a very cool, like the technology in the website is excellent. And also, you know, they put a lot of great content out there too.
Those quick looks are pretty much genius because they get that stuff out before anybody even has a review or anything up. And
what is like a video preview or what?
They play like the game for like a half hour or an hour, just like the beginning of the game.
Oh, you just watch them play the game.
Yeah. They just sit there and play it and talk about it. They don't do like they don't really comment about whether or not like it's good or whether they like it that much or anything, but it gives you a good idea of, if a game is any good or not, like just, immediately, like you don't have to wait for reviews to come out or anything, because you can usually judge within
an
hour.
Just watch some gameplay, you can sort of tell if the game's for you or not, just like
which
that.
Which is why they, you know, companies so rarely show gameplay in their commercials.
Right. I just watched the new Transformers trailer. There's not a lick of gameplay in it. Anyway, so it got me thinking, because you remember like when the whole Gerstmann GameSpot controversy thing went down and they fired him, and we talked about it a lot. Everybody talked about it. It was like a huge deal. And I said, look, I mean, as far as GameSpot's concerned, it's not going to really make one bit of difference. Their traffic is not going to suffer. I mean, they're such a huge site. It's not going to be affected either way. And people were sort of pissed off that I said that. And I didn't mean it like mean-spirited. It's just, you know, you have a huge site like that. People are more concerned with the GameSpot name than, you know, the names of the individual people who are writing the reviews on the site. But you look at Giant Bomb and the success that they've had, and how much of that do you contribute to Jeff Gerstmann? You got to probably contribute a lot of it.
Well, I think the four main personalities of that site have done a very good job of showcasing that there are actual voices and personalities behind that site, and I think that's part of its success.
And don't you think that, like, because, you know, they hired Jeff during that controversy when, you know, it was like, you know, the top dig story, like, every week, what was going on with the whole GameSpot Gerstmann thing. They hired him, you know, during that, which brought a lot of publicity to Giant Bomb.
He started Giant Bomb. They didn't hire him. He started it up.
Is that... Now, here's the question. See, that leads me to my next question. He doesn't own that site, does he? I don't think he does. It's owned by a guy, a former founder of CNET.
Yeah, it's owned by the Whiskey Media, I believe.
Yeah, so that, this is where I was leading.
Comic Vine.
Right. It's the same company that owns Comic Vine, and the guy who owns that is a former CNET founder. So that was leading me to my next question, is that, you know, I got to think that Jeff's pretty much responsible for a lot of their success and a lot of their traffic. And I was wondering, like, you know, does he ever mention if he has like a stake in the site?
He doesn't, but I mean, it's just kind of, you kind of get the feeling that it's his thing anyways, though.
I'm talking about financially.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The way that I kind of, I don't know this for sure, but the way that I always kind of assumed that it worked was that he needed some venture capital to get this started up. So he teamed up with the guys that own Comic Vine and everything to get that started.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
I'm just talking about my horse's ass here, but
my point is that he deserves it because it's not easy to take. You don't think so? I mean, because look.
No, I do. I'm just kidding.
I mean, the site is super popular now. I mean, I still don't know how they make money because there's no ads on it.
They had ads recently. I saw some.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, but there's no ads now. And I don't know. I'm just saying he deserves to get paid. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll let him know because I believe he's going to PAX East, and I'll be at PAX East. So.
Yeah, he should get paid. It'd be nice to see him get paid. PizAid, in fact.
I'm sure that your kind wishes will somehow trickle down to him.
And he'll get paid?
And he'll get paid. But I think we've talked about another website too much.
Okay. I think about these things. These are the types of things that I think about, like when I'm not doing
When you have
show.
The runs, we understand.
When I have the runs, which
when
is
When I have
awesome.
The runs, I took my new issue of Game Informer, speaking of other outlets.
Right.
My new issue of Game Informer in there. And have you gotten your new issue yet, Wombat?
I haven't gotten mine yet, and I'm kind of annoyed. But yes, go ahead and tell me about it.
Well, it's got Halo Reach on the cover. That's all fine and well. But they've changed the paper stock on the inside of it. So,
so you
no
wiped
longer,
your ass with it?
It's no longer shiny. You can now.
Oh, good.
It's no longer shiny. It's got almost kind of a in between a newspaper and like a wrapping paper type of feel to it.
Like a cheaper feel?
Yeah, it's got a cheaper feel to it. And I don't know. I don't like it.
Mm. Change it back. Neither. I'll have to check it out.
All right. Well, let's move on to some CAG news-ish. The big news on CAG is the 7th Annual Cheapy Awards are now up. Well, the nomination phase is now up. So what you can do is if you go into the forums, you'll see there's a forum called the 7th Annual Cheapy Awards, and there's a bunch of threads with different categories, and you just post your nominations in there, and in a few days I will choose from those and put up a list of finalists. And then you'll vote on those, and we'll have winners. And then you'll be entered in a contest, a raffle, to win some good prizes just by voting. And I put some new categories up this year. I don't know if you guys even realize that. There are three new categories this year: Best Game Trade-In Program, best used game retailer and best CAG blog. So it's a lot of excitement going on.
Those are good categories. I like those.
You like those categories. See? See? So, yeah. So that's...
Desert Eagle suggested another one, too.
Oh, what was that?
I think it was along the lines of most missed retailers since so many places were closing down.
That's a good idea. I thought he was going to say, like, best game powered by Dew or something like that. But that's
it could
taken.
Be most missed retailer powered by Dew.
Right. I wish I could have like a sponsored category like that. That would be great.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Yeah, get on. See what you can do.
I see what you did
far
there.
With this already.
Oh
this
wait,
is,
that
no.
didn't work. I
no.
see.
Right.
I see what you do there.
Do there.
Okay. I will have the winners for the raffle up soon. I have contacted most of the big winners. So most of those people have already been notified, but the rest of the prizes, I should have maybe the list up within 24 hours, I'm guessing.
And I didn't win anything?
You didn't win anything. Shipwreck did, or Mrs. Shipwreck won something.
What'd she win?
She won, I believe it was Lego Rock Band for PS3. A lot of the prizes are sort of, but there's some really good ones, but
I don't have a PS3 guitar, so I would have no use for it.
Right. There's 100 prizes, so naturally some of them are going to be But some of them are really good.
Like a whole box of cereal.
A whole box of Muffin Top cereal. Yeah, the guy was pretty excited about it when I told him he won.
A lot of people wanted that prize. You laughed, but I think the fine folks at Multimeal donated a very nice prize.
I do too. Thank you.
And their video contest is still going on, by the way. It's like $2,000 in prizes.
Justin's got to be all over that, huh?
They don't have that many entries. I'm not crapping shitting on you guys. If you want to win or have a really good chance of winning $2,000 worth of video games, just make a 30-second video. And
What's the website that you have to go to?
I think it's blueberrymuffintops.com.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the last time I was there was about 2 weeks ago. They had 3 entries.
Is Justin on there?
No.
Not yet, no.
He's definitely going to be on there, though. He loves that shit.
I don't know if he will or not, just because they work with them a bunch. Like, they have a sponsored event at PAX East, the Blueberry Muffin Tops joystick breakfast or something like that.
That's pretty funny. Wow, there's a big fat black guy in one of the videos. Did you see this? Oh, and he's dancing. Oh, my God. That's really quite wrong.
I think that's the top entry I saw there.
Yeah, there's not many. There's more than there's like 10, it looks like.
Post a link in the show notes, and I'll even forward it to the Multimeal people. They'll be thrilled.
I'll enter, hell.
I think you should. Enter, you'll probably win.
All right, very good. Let's move on to the new releases, shall we?
We shall.
We should talk about video games at some point, I guess.
The big release this week is Army of Two.
Right.
Wombat, take it away.
I have this game.
And you haven't opened it yet.
No, I played the first chapter.
Oh, you have? I played the demo yesterday with Jean.
Nice.
It's
know
a very
you're
generous demo, by the way. I mean, it's quite long.
There are certain things about this game that I really like. I think the weapon customization is awesome. And you know, that actually is really cool. What I don't like is the unskippable cutscenes.
Oh. Yeah, I've read some reviews and they said that one of the biggest complaints was that yes, you got these unskippable cutscenes and like the save points are in weird spots, so like the checkpoints. So sometimes you'll get like a checkpoint right before an unskippable cutscene. So you'll die and then you'll have to go back and watch the cutscene again.
Yeah, and that's annoying.
That's like video game development 101. I mean, how do you make a game in 2009, 2010 and make that mistake? I mean, it's so easily fixed.
I don't know. Maybe they could patch it in. The other thing also that I've been that I have an issue with isn't really a game issue. It's the I want to upload masks, but I haven't been able to figure out how to link my EA account to my Army of Two game. And maybe it's just because I'm an idiot, but they've made it as complicated as possible. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it with, like I said, I played the demo yesterday, and it does seem like a fun co-op game. It's weird because, like, I watched the video review of the game on Game Trailers, and they talked about how, like, the story was actually sort of good and definitely better than the first game. And then I looked at the review on Destructoid right before we started the show, and they said that there's no story at all.
I think it's, I mean, I haven't gotten that far, but what I really like is occasionally you'll have to make a decision.
Yeah, the morality thing. They have that in the demo.
And then when you make the decision, it shows you the little comic book cutscene.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Seemed kind of nice, I guess. I don't know. I ordered the game. I'll have it either today or tomorrow. So we'll play.
You and I will play together. I am away from work on Friday and Monday. I have a 4-day weekend approaching. So
excellent. So we'll play it. We'll play it then, and we'll be able to talk about it more next week.
Exactly.
Say whether thumbs up or thumbs down on that.
Very nice.
What else we got?
I'll be able to talk about next week is Vancouver 2010. Yeah, I should be getting that tomorrow, I think. I know it's in the mail. As well, I think I'm getting Sands of Destruction, which comes out this week too for the DS, which is a turn-based RPG by the developer that did the Luminous Arc games.
Hmm.
I know you're thrilled with those.
I'm masturbating furiously right now.
And then
the thought of it.
The other game that I got this week was The Skycrawlers Innocent Aces for the Wii.
Wow.
I played that game, so I know
you did
it's
play
about.
That game.
Liked it. I liked what I played.
I'm like two levels into it so far. It is by the makers of Ace Combat, so it is another flight combat game that takes place. I guess Innocent Aces is it's either Innocent Aces is the anime or Skycrawlers is the anime. I don't know. There's an anime involved here.
Right.
And you fly like World War II style aircraft around. And the neat thing about it is that the controls, like, you hold the nunchuck in your right hand and the Wiimote in your left, so it's opposite of what you normally do.
Oh.
And the Wiimote, you move that up and down for your thrust to control how fast you're going. And then the nunchuck is kind of like your flight joystick. So you don't move the thumbstick around, but you move the actual nunchuck around to say, like, you want to dive or you want to bank left or bank right. It actually, like, makes sense. It's Wii controls that actually feel right, and the controls are pretty good. And the main point so far that I've seen is you get up, if you get in within a certain radius of a plane you're trying to attack, mm-hmm. if you stay within that radius, then you hit the A button and you do like a loop-de-loop and get behind them and then blow them up. So it's not all that exacting, but I'm enjoying it so far.
My arms are tired just thinking about it.
You don't have to move your whole arms around. You just set your elbows on
No,
your
it's
knees
just that he's still masturbating.
Right. No. I finished that like, you know, 3 seconds after I mentioned it.
Right, when you're looking at Sleepover Party.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the new releases, except for downloadables. Serious Sam HD came out.
Yeah, I played the demo last night for about 5 minutes and then said, why am I playing this and not playing Modern Warfare 2? It actually, like, it seemed okay. Like, graphically, it looked pretty good. Like, the backgrounds, like, you know, look sharp, look pretty decent. It's just, like, I know it's a remake. It's a remake, right,
PC it's game. The first Serious Sam. This is the remake of First Encounter, which I played on the Xbox.
The controls.
I was going to say, they released that on the Xbox, right? And there's the answer.
Yeah.
The controls feel, like, very auto-aimy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you can hit like a guy with a shotgun from like 100 feet away.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It just, and then I got stuck somehow. Like it told me I needed to like move some statues and hit a button somewhere. And it said, oh, go into the yard, head north into the yard. And there's no map and there's no compass. And I couldn't find it. And then I loaded up Modern Warfare 2.
Now, this game does have 4-player co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that sounds like it'd be pretty fun, but $15 actually sounds like it's a little too much, too, though.
Yeah. I mean, $10
is a buy for me. $15, I'll try it out, but
yeah,
I've already played through it once. And the one on Xbox, I think it was just called Serious Sam, but I think it had the first two Serious Sam games combined in it. So I don't know if this does that as well, or if this is just like half of what the Xbox game is.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it because I never played this game before. And, you know, I've watched the videos and I don't know. It didn't really just deliver for me, at least not the demo. Modern Warfare delivered, though. I like that. I'm pretty bad at it. There's no other game that I'm really, like, pretty mediocre at that I continue to play so much. Like, I'm talking about, like, the multiplayer. Somehow I don't mind finishing in, like, middle
of the
pack.
Yeah, you know, I still haven't played it yet, multiplayer.
It's fun, but you're going to be at such a disadvantage now.
I know. It's like and I'm at that point now. It's like, I have no reason to play it.
No, you can't even bother.
I know.
But we should do, like, a CAG night of that.
See, the problem with the CAG night of that, and it's not that I'm against it, is if we did a CAG night, it would, you know, we'd have to make a room which would be unranked, which means I wouldn't level up, and then there's no reason for me to play in a CAG night.
Oh. Well, we could do Ground War with only eight of us.
Yeah.
And screw everyone else.
So, maybe we'll do eight, you know, we'll find six lucky people and by lucky, I mean unlucky.
I finally unlocked the heartbeat sensor on my Famous, and it's good. I can see the people coming now. It really helps a lot. Anyway.
I had exploding arrows in Divinity.
I remember that. I remember you mentioning that. Anyway, on to some game shopping news.
I have
news.
A big ball that I could throw up in the air in Ratchet & Clank that makes people dance.
Yeah. God, game shopping news. Buy an Xbox. Here's the deal. Like, a lot of retailers have Xbox 360 Elite deals that basically consist of $50 gift cards. Best Buy has it. GameStop has it now. And it looks like there was an article on Kotaku basically saying that, you know, this is sort of pointing to Microsoft ditching the current batch of Elites and moving on to, like, super large hard drive Elites, like 250 gigabyte hard drive Elites. Because apparently, I remember there being a rumor a little while ago about this, like, you know, this new Elite coming out with 250 gigabyte hard drive going to be available at the same, you know, same $300 price. So, yeah, it looks like retailers are trying to make this happen. Yeah, Walmart had the same deal, too. I don't know if they still have it, but they did have it at some point. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. In terms of the rest of the Sunday ad deals, I don't know. It was pretty slow this week.
I saw Army Best Buy had Saboteur for 40, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, Best Buy had Saboteur for 40.
That's kind of tempting to me.
Yeah, but you know that's going to continue to just...
I bought a used game drop at the GameStop over the weekend.
What'd you buy?
I bought Sega Superstar Tennis / Xbox Live Arcade Hits for it was used for $4.99 with 10% off. It came out to be $4.49.
That's pretty cheap.
And $4.49, and I had the store credit, so it really cost me nothing. So
did you turn around and trade back in the Sega Tennis game?
I don't have the Sega Tennis game, but, you know, so. But there you go. Right. Now I have the Sega Tennis game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I didn't just go turn around and trade it in.
Oh, okay.
Why?
But,
it's
yeah,
it's not bad. I just can't imagine Wombat sitting around and playing it.
Right. I'll pop it in because I want to see what the characters are. You know, I like funny characters. Right. And I wanted some of those arcade games, so. Although I already have two of them that are on that disc, but for $4.50, having you know, getting 3 out of 5 new arcade games was worth it.
Sounds good to me. Some other sort of random deals: Newegg has Castlevania Dracula X Chronicles for PSP for $10 with free shipping.
Very good game.
Seems like a great deal. And Amazon has House of the Dead Overkill for the Wii for $13.
Wombat's Wii Pick of the Year 2009.
Yeah, you should buy that. Cheapy, you should buy that.
You should.
Yeah, but it's going to cost me more than that just to get it over to come to me. Oh, this item is available for shipping to select countries outside the U.S.
There you go.
But it's going to cost $30, though.
It's worth $30. It's worth $30.
No, it's going to cost $30 in shipping. I'm not going to play it. Come on. I don't want to play that.
You should, though. You'd like it.
You know what I like? I like Virtua Cop. That's what I like. In case you were wondering what I like.
Okay. I always wanted to know that. That's why I was silent.
Right. Now, what if I wanted to buy a domain name that was like virtualcopfan.com? How would I go about that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Wombat. You see, what you would do is you would go to GoDaddy.com, and then you would use one of these three coupon codes to get a cheap deal on that. You can get 10% off any order with CAG10, $5 off a $30 order with CAG5 off 30, and 695 domain names use coupon code CAGDOMAIN. Does that answer your question, Wombat?
It does. I'm going to start my Virtual Cop fan site today.
At GoDaddy.com.
Get your piece of the internet. GoDaddy.com.
That was me masturbating some more.
I understood.
It. Yeah.
Okay, just wondering. On to some multi-platforming. That should please the sponsors, by the way. Tying in masturbation.
It's GoDaddy. You've seen their commercials. I don't think they don't really care.
Right, they don't. Just sign up. Just buy domain names.
They don't even know they're sponsoring us. So
exactly.
I really don't think it matters.
You're right. On to some multi-platforming stuff. Who's playing Bayonetta? Someone's playing Bayonetta.
I finished Bayonetta.
You did? Yay!
Yes. I'll have a review up tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
Am I allowed to write like a editor's note or something?
It's your damn site. You can write whatever you want.
Yeah, right. you can write something about it. I most of my stuff will be in that review, but I agree with most of the sentiments that you had, Cheapy, that it's a very good action game, but it's not a 10 out of 10.
It's not a flawless action game.
No, it's not. I will say it's the best action game this generation so far.
Oh, okay. You liked it much better than the Ninja Gaidens and the Devil May Cry.
Yes, and the Heavenly Swords and the Devil May Cry, which is pretty much...
I might have liked Heavenly Sword better than that. I'm not sure. It's been a while.
Were there giant enemy crabs in Bayonetta?
There were not. You're thinking of
That's Genji. Yeah, that's another game.
I like Genji too.
There you go. That was another one of those games.
So wait, how long did it take you to finish?
11 hours.
Okay, so 2 hours quicker than me, I guess.
Yeah, and
you're better than me though.
I didn't. Well, it's not. The thing I like about it is that you can play it you can play it crappily and still progress, or you can actually try to learn the control system and try not to get hit, and there's a lot of depth to the fighting, but
the fighting is excellent.
Yeah, it doesn't force you to be good at it. Like, you're going to progress, just you're not going to get a very good award at the end of the level, but the checkpoints are frequent enough that you can progress without too much skill.
Dude, I had so many stone statues, which is, I'm assuming, the lowest rating that you could get.
Right.
I mean, I could have built a pyramid. I mean, it's just like, it was 90% stone statues.
Yeah, I think I would say most of mine were stone statues. Not 90%, but a lot of them were. And some of that's just because while the fighting's good, every enemy is taken out the same way.
Like, yeah, you go slow, except for one, right? No, all of them, slow motion, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple enemies that don't react to the slow motion.
Right, but very few.
But very few, yeah. And that's one of my complaints. It gets a little bit repetitive, and they recycle environments and bosses.
And music.
And, well, the music recycling is kind of... Well, are you talking about the throwback jams?
I'm talking jams. I love when Shipwreck says jams. No, I'm talking about the fighting music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I
don't
know. So what did you think of the Space Harrier level?
Oh, God. I would have been fine with one Space Harrier level, but
it just seems
Space
to go
Harrier
forever.
Levels, it goes on. I mean, all you have to do is hit the right trigger throughout the whole thing.
What does that do? Spin around?
That just spins you around.
Yeah. Oh, it was just so long. I was like, oh, why? Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. Like,
and then I thought the game was going to be over like right after that, and then it just went on for another 3 hours.
Yeah, the weird part about it is it took me 11 hours to beat, but I only feel like I played like for maybe 5 hours. Like, it's a really quick game. Like, it seems like all the fighting is very like fast, and like you're into it, so you don't realize that you just spent a half hour doing the level. Until you get to the Space Harrier stuff, or until you get to the turret battle.
Oh, God.
Or even the motorcycle levels. Like, those are okay, but they're not as good as the fight.
Over. You can play. You get through that on your first try, though, like, pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if you can actually fail out of that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's a fine game. It's just not fantastically, awesomely superior.
Right. I'm looking forward to what they do in the sequel, though. Like, I think there's a lot of stuff they could do. Like, I don't think they took full advantage of her being able to transform into all these different animals.
No, they definitely did not.
Yeah, and all the different changing between the two different dimensions. I don't think they took full advantage of some of, like, the puzzle elements they could have done with that.
Right.
Because they abandoned the puzzle elements very early.
Right, there was really no puzzle.
Yeah, like, you have that whole part at the beginning where you have to get that that hourglass and, like, bring it back into the other dimension to rebuild the structure.
Right.
And then after that, it was pretty much like, we're not going to do that anymore.
Right. How about some space area?
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see how it sells. I wonder if –
I think it's going to do great.
You do? Do you really?
Yeah, I think
it is. Okay, good. I hope so. I mean,
I hope so, too, for Sega. I think
sure.
I think this is a fun game for Sega fans, too, because it just has all the references. It's got the OutRun references. It's got the Space Harrier. I mean, you're picking up Sonic rings, for God's sake. I mean, that's what you're collecting. They call them right. Halos, but those are Sonic rings. They even make the same little sound when you pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hope it does well. I was a little
worried. When you get hit, do they fly out in a big, like,
No. You don't lose any.
They should.
That would be cool. That would be funny.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hope it does well. In some other multi-platforming news, and this will lead us right into Sony, a couple of big games being delayed. Splinter Cell Conviction is getting pushed back. It was supposed to come out next month, and I think now, was it April? As I wait for this website to load.
Yeah, I don't remember how far it got pushed back, but it's not... These Ubisoft delays aren't that surprising to me.
I never even heard of Ruse.
I think it's an RTS for the consoles and PC.
Right.
So.
Yeah, April I've heard of it, Splinter Cell.
This comes just a day after I tweeted wondering where in the world Rainbow Six is.
We had this whole conversation about where's Rainbow Six, and then I led into the, and Chibi could probably confer this with me. Have you had as much fun playing co-op as you did when we first started playing Terrorist Hunt in Rainbow Six 2?
In a co-op game?
Yeah. When you remember, what was great about Terrorist Hunt, besides the fact that house map was just awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That house map is crazy. And you could set, you could set so many options. You could set the variables yourself and go in and play. If you want it to be really hard and have a game that takes a long time, you can. Or if you want to set it to be like 15 guys on easy and just play for 10 minutes so your friends could check out your new purple armor.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a game out there since then that's really captured what made that fun. Because there have been so many horde modes and whatever else they call it in every other game that have come out since then, in Gears of War 2 and ODST and even in Modern Warfare 2. But I don't think anything that's kind of like that, where you really were setting up your own variables and able to go in with, four people and kind of just dick around.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's been 2 years almost. Like this, it came out in March, I think, March or May of 2008. Rainbow Six.
And there's been no word of any.
No
new,
announcement of any nothing. Kind. The same goes to a lesser extent to Ghost Recon too. Like, I'm not as big a fan of that series, but
right.
They went out and bought Tom Clancy, and since then we've gotten Hawks. I think that's the only Tom Clancy we've gotten since that.
Yeah, N-War.
N-War, yes. Oh. N-War and Hawks.
Could Tom Clancy can't be
Rainbow
cheap either.
Rainbow Six and Graw. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I very much want another Rainbow Six. Maybe not in Vegas, though. Like, Rainbow Six somewhere else.
Right, sure. Tokyo.
Rainbow Six.
Reno.
No.
Horse Anus.
Horse Anus. Think of Rainbow Six Horse Anus would be nice.
The other big delay, and this will bring us right into Sony, is Gran Turismo 5 delayed again, and there's no release date anymore. It was supposed to come out in March in Japan, and now, no date. You think they just, like, they looked at, like, Forza, and they were like, we got to go back to the drawing board?
No.
No?
I think they're still working on the same drawing board that's taken them all this time to begin with.
What other series, you know, popular PlayStation franchises have not made an appearance yet on the PS3?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen God of War 3 yet, but that'll be out soon.
Well, that's coming soon enough.
So, and the other big one, as far as I'm concerned, is Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, but Twisted Metal is sorely missed. Jack and Daxter.
Sly Cooper?
No Sly Cooper, no Jack and Daxter. Yeah. No
Jack
Twisted
and Daxter,
Metal.
They've turned into a PS2. I mean, that just came out for PS2 and PSP.
Right.
Yeah, but it's they haven't made a PS3 for, you know.
They're not going to.
A high-end PS3. They kind of whittled it down to just Ratchet and Clank. And Naughty Dog's doing just fine with its new IP.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's taking so long.
Yeah, Gran Turismo 5.
I really want a new Twisted Metal game, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. Like, really done right on a next-gen system. I mean,
yeah, really, like, really creepy and really scary with some online play. And those stories in Twisted Metal Black were really creepy.
They were awesome. I played through each character because you wanted to see.
You wanted
it wasn't even much
story.
It was just the whole story consisted of, it was like three or four cutscenes.
Yeah, maybe three. Maybe three.
But still, like, they were so dark, like, and they always ended with the Rolling Stones song.
Yes,
with Pain in Black. Yeah, and you just like wanted to go through all of them. I remember even my wife watched me play because she wanted even those short little cutscenes. Do you think that would still be enough for today? You think people would still be satisfied with that type of cutscene storytelling?
You know, I think if it was done well, I think people might still be affected by it. Because it kind of did. It kind of, like, hit you. It was like, oh, that's creepy.
Right. And maybe if there was, like, a lot of characters to choose from.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be enough.
Yeah, so I don't only have to play as Mr. Grimm.
Right. It was, yeah.
It's been a while since we had a vehicle combat game, too, so it might do okay now.
Calling all cars doesn't count.
No, it does not.
That was a big bomb.
That was a turd in a bucket.
I wouldn't say it was a turd. Just like nobody was playing it like a few months after it came out.
Because there was no reason to keep playing it.
Well, you know.
It had, what, three maps? And every vehicle was exactly the same, but with a different skin?
Yeah, it wasn't setting the world ablaze, I guess.
Nuh-uh.
Let's see. What other Sony news is there? I meant to talk about this last week, but we just didn't have time. There's a Michael Jackson bundle coming, PS3 bundle coming out in Japan, which I thought was somewhat amusing. And it comes with the This Is It Blu-ray. And
I'm sure it'll do quite well.
People like Michael Jackson here.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. And I think that's all I have for Sony. Oh, wait. Here's a little tweet. I got a lot of tweets that I should have been reading throughout this show. Somebody wanted My Pile of Shame on Twitter. Wanted to know, and this will bring us into Microsoft as well, which sequel won't be as good as the original or as, you know, previous version? Mass Effect, BioShock, Gran Turismo, Red Dead Redemption, or Final Fantasy 13? Now, I was just talking about this earlier on the Call and Brawl show with DJ Wheat and Robert Suma. They asked me what I've heard about Final Fantasy 13 so far, because it's been out in Japan for a couple weeks now. And I told them that I've spoken to some white guys who have got the game and who have played through it and who I guess have enough Japanese language ability to understand what the hell is going on. And they all seemed very, very, very disappointed with Final Fantasy 13, basically saying that they changed the whole like leveling format, so you don't just like get straight up experience for killing enemies anymore. It's like very specialized in what you get and what you can change on your character. It's very linear in that you basically just walk along on a one-way path fighting enemies. You don't really get to choose where you go. They were just really disappointed, and I don't know if anyone lasted more than 4 or 5 hours before they just said, screw this. So I'm going to say, I mean, look, Mass Effect looks ridiculous, and I can't wait for that to come out. And have you talked to our contact over there? Are we going to get
early
copies?
Yeah, she hasn't gotten back to me since last week, but I don't know if she got permission or didn't, so.
What about getting, an early copy of the game? Like, I don't really care about, I'll buy the game. I don't care. But if I have the chance to get it early so we can talk about it on the show in a
timely
manner.
Well, she said
she
was going to send one to me.
One?
One.
Hmm. What does that do for me?
Well, ask her now. She's probably listening.
All right. Hi, person who I don't want to give your name out. Send me an early copy of Mass Effect 2. Please.
Yes. Me too. Remember when we made out?
Remember when I bought you fish?
That was because I wanted a copy of Mass Effect 2.
Right. Shipwreck tried extra hard. Remember that tongue? That was for the free copy.
And then she threw up.
I think it was the fish was bad or something. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's see. You got Bioshock. I mean, Bioshock also could... Bioshock's probably not going to measure up to the original.
I don't think Bioshock... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it can. Bioshock was really good. Like, really good.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, even going back to that world, I mean, even if this one's really good, it's just not going to have that same impact either.
Right.
Yeah,
the first
I'm still disappointed that they're going back to the same rapture.
Yeah.
I think there was room to speculate that maybe the guy who built this rapture could have built another one somewhere else.
Crapture.
Yes, Crapture. Like in a different kind of environment.
In a sewer.
On the moon.
On the moon. I was thinking like maybe Antarctica. So it'd be like with ice around it. That could be kind
of
cool.
Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of Solitude style. Or in like a jungle.
Right. Gran Turismo obviously is going to be better than the previous one. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to think otherwise. And Red Dead Redemption... I mean, the first Red Dead Revolver was quite good, but this looks like it's going to be awesome.
And
I mean, Wanda, you got to be pretty
delayed,
excited.
That was delayed today, too, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. There was news this week that this game looked like it was in trouble just a few months ago. Like,
oh, no.
They
bum,
said,
bum,
ba, I don't remember where I read this at, but somebody from Rockstar San Diego said it's turning the corner. Like, it looks better now, but just a few months ago, this was serious doubt.
Yikes.
So.
Yikes. Well, the trailers look good, so
right.
I guess that's the job of the trailer, I guess. To look
yeah.
Good.
I hope it's good. I really do.
I'm sure it'll be good when it comes out. They're not going to. How bad could it be? It's an open world Western game. Got to be good. And so, yeah. We answered his question. I think that's fair to say. Let us move on to Microsoft. Now, Shipwreck, it looks like you've played a few games here.
Did I talk about South Park last
no,
week?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that is what Mrs. Shipwreck and I did for New Year's. We played through South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play.
How romantic.
It yeah, was. Sounds... And we don't even watch South Park.
And
we don't even know the characters' names.
It's not even. You don't even have kids to be that lame.
No. But, it's a good tower defense game. I was pleasantly surprised. Like, it was actually Mrs. Shipwreck that decided to buy it because she was looking for something to play, and I had points on my account, so this got bought.
Hmm.
And yeah, so you actually play as the four characters. You got Cartman and Kenny, and then Green Hat, another guy,
Kyle and Stan.
Green Hat, your true fan.
Yes, no, that's how we referred to him as, and. Right. I don't know. It's a good tower defense game. I was surprised that it turned out that well.
Right.
But cool. I really don't have too much more to say about that.
Right. So it's not garbage is what you're saying.
No, it is definitely not garbage. I don't know if it deserved Spike's VGA game based on a TV show or movie or whatever award they made up to give to it. But
right.
It is a solid tower defense game.
All right, cool. Let's see. What else we got in Microsoft? What is this? You played the Monkey Island?
I did. I bought that when it was 50% off
oh.
on the one-day holiday sale.
Now, this is what? This is the... I'm getting confused with all the Monkey Island stuff.
This is the remake of the original that's on XBLA.
So, what's it called? Oh, I know Secret. That one. Okay. The Secret of Monkey Island. Okay, I played the demo of that.
Well, I don't know what you could get out of the demo on that. Because, for me, it took like a good 2 hours just to kind of get into the rhythm of the game.
Okay.
You know, because I think, well, first of all, I don't think I've played a straight-ahead adventure game in forever. So just to get into that whole mindset of I'm playing an adventure game and I have to think differently. But once I kind of got into it and started to actually, you know, like do stuff and move the story along, I really mm-hmm. got into it. And I found myself sitting, I played that game for almost 4 hours straight. So,
oh, wow.
And I still have a ways to go in that game. It's not a short game. So, yeah, I like that game. And I like hitting the select button and going from the remastered look to the old school look.
Yeah, that was kind of fun during the demo. I did that.
So I highly recommend that. And I don't know. I mean, will they ever release Maniac Mansion and do the same thing? Because I would really appreciate that. Because that was my adventure game. I didn't play this. I missed this when it came out the first time, which I'm kind of glad it's out now so I can play it. But I would like to see Maniac Mansion. So,
cool.
Yes.
Are you going to get the game that's on sale this week, the Magic the Gathering game?
I saw that Magic the Gathering was on sale this week, and it's tempting, but I don't think so. I actually never played the card game.
I haven't either, but I picked this up. I just bought it right before the show. Yeah.
Is it good?
I just bought it. I have not had a chance to play it, but I've heard good things about it. Like, it's gotten really high scores and everything.
I know that you will tell me if I'll like it or not.
I think you should go ahead and buy it.
You think I should go ahead and buy it?
Yeah, okay. You're pretty dorky. You'll probably like this.
I am. I'm more than pretty dorky.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost dorky. Insulted that you actually had to put a modifier.
Right. Straight up dorky. You're straight up dorky. Hardcore loser?
That works.
Okay. Let's see what else we have. Okay, Microsoft has just come out and said that I think it was 80% of the world's publishers are working on Natal games.
That is where Rainbow Six Vegas has gone.
No, I hope not. I don't know. I really have no interest in Natal, I gotta say. And until I see something...
I believe it's pronounced Natal.
I don't care. I don't even want to pronounce it at all. I want to call it... From now on, we'll call it That Which Should Not Be Spoken About.
That's too long.
Okay, that
is too long. Can we just call it Shitbox?
Shitbox, okay. I don't want to really hear about Shitbox... until there's a specific game, I see a specific game that's really going to come out that uses that.
Ball Whacker.
Ball Whacker's not coming out.
There's Ball Whacker and Elephant Painter, remember?
I have no interest in playing Ball Whacker for my shitbox.
Oh, there's Dashboard Navigator.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, and there's Child Molester.
Yes.
For Fable 3.
Crazy Knees McGee. There's that one, too. Where you can see what the bottom of your shoe looks like.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about Shitbox until there's like a specific real-world game coming out that's going to actually come out. And then we can talk about it. Because until then, it really is just nothing. It's just another iToy.
Has that rumor been confirmed? I know they were saying that this thing's going to take up 10 to 15% of the processing power of the 360.
That's what Chris Grant told me on the Joystick podcast.
Well, I'll tell you right now, He told you personally on the Joystick podcast?
Yeah, well, they recorded only for me, but they released it for the populace.
I understand. Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I was at Tokyo Game Show last year, and I was having some beers with a game developer, and we were talking about Shitbox. And he said, you know, the big problem with Shitbox is it requires a lot of processing power to pick up on motion tracking and all this stuff. And the more that you want to do with it, obviously... the harder the Xbox has to work. And when you do that, you take away from the actual game itself. So the game can't look as good as like a regular non-Shitbox-enabled game. So that's a problem. He said flat out, that is a problem. He didn't give me a specific percentage, but he just told me that that's a serious issue. So that brings me back to why I don't really like have any interest in this until I see an actual game that's going to use it. You know, because I still think it's a gimmick. And you know what? I say it's just another iToy. I'll admit, I had fun with that first iToy package that came out. There were some fun mini games on there. I had some good times with, but certainly didn't change like the world of gaming.
So, do you think this is going to do what they want it to do, and it's going to get a bunch of casual people for the 360?
No, no.
You don't think it's going to have a Wii effect?
No, it's a waste of time, quite frankly. And the Sony one is the same thing, total waste of time. These executives, I think, they see the success that the Wii has, and they're just looking at it totally backwards. They say, okay, the Wii has motion control, so that's why the Wii is successful. If we have motion control, then we'll be as successful as the Wii. But the problem is, the Wii has something else that they don't have, and that's the Nintendo brand name. Every mom knows Nintendo. Every mom knows Nintendo equals family fun. They know Mario, they know Zelda, they know Luigi and all that crap. And they say, hey, I could buy this for my family, and, you know, it's not a lot of money, and if we use it, great, and if we don't, okay, no big deal. People think at Sony PlayStation 3, Microsoft Xbox 360, they don't think the same thing that they think about when they think of Nintendo. They don't think cute little characters. They don't think family fun. And it's not something that you can just change people's minds because you have a peripheral called the shitbox that comes out. It's just not going to happen. It's a waste of time, quite frankly. And you know what? I'd love to be wrong. I would. I'd love for this thing to come out and me to come back on here and say, this thing is ridiculously awesome and I was just flat out wrong. And I love these games and it's just a great time.
Viva la shitbox.
Viva la shitbox. Shitbox for everybody. But you know what? I just think it's really executives saying, me too. We can emulate success that somebody else had just by sort of copying part of it. And it's just, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's just it's typical, like, circular logic. It's just, it ain't going to happen. But, like I said, I'd love to be wrong. Whew! That was a rant right there while that.
I took a nap, so, you know. You did. Where are we?
Speaking of waste of time on the Xbox 360, well, last week we sort of touched on it, and I went back and I watched some videos about the Xbox Game Room, because I didn't know that much about it last week when we started talking about it, but then I went, and right on the dashboard of the Xbox, you can watch the actual, you know, videos from Consumer Electronics Show. And I don't know, man. I don't think I could be wrong, and maybe I don't know myself that as well as I think I do, but I don't really see myself spending $5 on an Atari game.
$3. You're not going to buy the PC version, too.
Oh, is it? Okay, so it's $5 if you want.
$4, it's $4 if you want it for both your PC and your 360. If you want it for just your 360 or just your PC, it's $3.
I think it's $5 for PC and 360.
I thought it was $4. And if you want to play the game in your friend's arcade, it costs you 50 cents, which is actually crazy. And I guess that means there's no demos? I don't know how that works.
No, you get to play it once in your friend's arcade.
Is there going to be a downloadable demo for these games?
I don't know.
I mean, that's
they have achievements.
Yeah, that's been the question for me. So there's no demo to play these games, which are almost as old as I am.
Let me get the pricing straight out of the way here first. Okay. It's $5 for Xbox 360 and PC. $3 gets you just one of the two, and then 50 cents for one play. Why 50 cents? I mean, you want to make it like an arcade. Who's paying 50 cents in an arcade to play like Circus? Whatever other garbage they don't even have Circus. Crystal Castles. You're going to go to an arcade and spend 50 cents to play Crystal Castles?
No.
You know, it's just like that old.
You can play Crystal Castles for free on the Atari website. Why would you pay anything to play that game? And if you do, someone should come to your house and smack you across the face.
And also I noticed, like, you know, because of the aspect ratio of a lot of these games, they only take up like half your TV set. Like, if that. Maybe not even half. It seems to open up in like this tiny window. I don't know, man. I mean, I like the concept of having, like, your own... It's a pretty cool idea, actually. Like, having your own, like, personal space that you can...
The idea behind it is really nice. I would love it if they sold the games in bundles. Like, five for $5.
I got a better idea. How about this? How about a subscription model where you pay... I mean, let's say
for
you
Xbox
pay...
I already pay
a subscription for my Xbox.
No. Okay, listen to this, though. Listen to my pitch here. Tell me if you would prefer this. You would do what?
I said I already pay a subscription for my Xbox, and I don't get anything for it.
Okay, but listen to this and tell me what you think. You pay a subscription fee, let's say $10 a month, okay? You get to... For that $10 a month, you get to set up your own game room, okay? And what you can do... is you can, you know, personalize the space, you know, with, you know, sort of like home.
These are all things I can do for free.
Listen. But you can also choose the games that are in your arcade. Let's say you can choose, like, a set amount of games to have at any given time. Let's say 20 games in your arcade at any given time. And you can swap them out as you see fit.
Well, see, the problem with that is that's, you know, $120 a year. Whereas of right now, if you were to buy every game they've announced, I think they've announced 31 games, that's $93. So that's where I say you could take your subscription model and shove it up your ass.
Well, they said 1,000 titles were
they're
coming.
3,000, I think they 3, said.
What?
Okay, 3,000 titles.
I'm reading on Joystick. It says 1,000. Don't you think that you'd be more likely to do that than buy
no,
this thing
I don't
piecemeal?
Like the idea of
you
it. Don't? I don't know if I like it.
I like owning it.
Yeah.
I
think this
is
subscription.
You don't own it anyway, dude.
I think $10. I know, you know what it is? I think $10 a month is too much.
Okay, what if it was like $5?
$5 a month and you might, you would sell me on that. For $5 a month.
You get to keep the achievements?
Of course.
Yes, $5 a month.
Of course. And you can say, you know, you can have any, you know, you can put some limit on, like, how often you can swap the games out or something like that. But, you know, you have a certain amount that you can have in your arcade at any given time. And as long as you
Is my math right? Is it $9,000? Is that what it would cost to buy all 3,000 games?
It's $3 a game.
$9,000.
Well, it says only 1,000 on Joystick.
That's still $3,000 to buy every game.
Okay, so I like the subscription model. You call it like Xbox Live Platinum or something, and you could do this, maybe add some other shit. I don't know.
It just seems like the whole point of having this arcade setup would be to at some point have a full arcade. But if they really make that goal unattainable, I don't see the point.
But you know what? Maybe,
I mean, of the 31 games, the one that I can see myself buying right now is Combat, if that has...
Combat? Come on, though.
No, Combat Online? If they have online play on this?
Yeah.
Combat, come on. Bouncy tanks? Bouncy invisible tanks? You can't get that anymore.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we're paying too much and getting too little, and there's... I like subscription model better.
Well, we all know the consumer will speak with their wallet, and therefore this will be a huge success.
I just hope that if this thing evolves, that it is enough of a success to get to the point where more recent games start hitting it.
Well, you see, the problem with the double-edged sword with that is I really want no one to buy anything for the first 4 months.
Right.
That's the problem, though, but because we're not getting any... When Xbox Live Arcade first started, we were getting the Gauntlets and the Jousts and
when Xbox Live first came out. And Gauntlet and Joust came out, it was new and unique and it had online play and it was...
They added stuff to it. They're not doing anything to these. These are just the original games. They're not putting them in, you know, they're not reformatting them to fit an HD screen or anything like that. It's just going to pop up in a little window on your TV.
I'm still okay with that on if it gets to the point where we're getting into the 16-bit or 8-bit era on this stuff. Like, I understand they don't have time or the money to make it feasible to go through and make redone versions of these, and I don't necessarily need redone versions of them.
I just like to be able to play them. My opinion might change once that actually goes live and I maybe I get addicted to wasting money on this crap, but
Well, right now, the games are just too old.
Right, right.
Those you can buy that disc of Intellivision games for the PS2 for like, it's probably like $6 now.
I have it.
And Intellivision lives, and there's the Activision.
The Atari one is awesome.
Yeah, there's the Atari one, which is great.
The Activision is the one.
There's an Activision.
They're all good.
They're all Activision. Good. Yeah. They're all great.
But you paid $20 for them almost 10 years ago probably now.
Right.
Yeah, but I have them all still.
Right.
Yep.
We're agreement. We're in agreement.
You're in agreement. Yeah.
If I could get the same amount of games that is on all three of those discs for $60.
For
$60.
Right.
Because that's essentially what I paid for all those games on three discs.
Right.
Then yes, I would be happy to. I think that would be more than reasonable.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this thing because I like the idea of it. I just don't like the implementation and the pricing structure. But like, you know, like that old Penny Arcade comic said, that like song that they did in comic form, you know, you're always going to pay like twice as much as the shit's worth when there's only one place that's selling it to you. You know, anyway, let's move on to Nintendo. Although we can mention that there's a new Dragon Age Origins expansion coming in March.
I guess one of them accidentally went up today.
Well, no, that's DLC. That's DLC. The expansion pack is $40.
Yeah.
Wowza. I hope they do that with Mass Effect.
I would have bought that. $40 expansion?
Well, I don't know. We waited a long time for Mass Effect 2. I was looking for more, you know, outside of just like those little DLC packs that came out, which I didn't buy. But if it was like a full-fledged expansion, I probably would have bought it.
Those DLC packs are going to be cheap here soon. I saw that they were going to be on sale. Major Nelson posted all the upcoming sales and all the Xbox Live Arcade games that will be coming out this month or next month, I think.
Anything that I need to know about besides that? I mean, I'm not going to buy that because I'm just going to wait for the new game. But
I know some of the stuff on there was stuff that was supposed to be rumored in that Christmas sale that we didn't get.
Oh, okay.
That stuff like Magic the Gathering this week is on there. So there was some decent stuff. I don't remember what all it was right now, though. You can look it up.
All right. Oh, excuse me. All right, let's move on to Nintendo.
I've been playing a Boy and His Blob. That's pretty good. Cute. And I think that's down to $20 somewhere. Didn't that go on sale for $20 on Amazon?
Yeah, it did.
$20. Yes, it did. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Anything more than that, I think the game is a little bit too simplistic for anything more than $20.
I think it's the price went back up. Mm. I'm sorry to say.
Well, it'll come back down.
Yep.
And I've been playing Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story, which is one of the DS games I didn't get to last year. And of the Mario and Luigi's, this is my favorite so far. The main problem I had with the previous games was the amount of platforming you had to do with both Mario and Luigi because you have to jump with different buttons with each of them, and it's just annoying.
I played the original one, actually. I don't remember how far I got, but
I played both of the one on Game Boy Advance and I played the one on DS before this. Mm-hmm. I didn't beat either of them because it just got to the point where I got bored with them. They're pretty slow. This one has much better writing. You get to play half of the game you're playing as Bowser and half of the game you're playing as Mario and Luigi, and you kind of switch back and forth between the two, which it's good. It's not as good as Paper Mario games. Like, they're very similar, but for some reason, I think it's just this dual mechanic of having Mario and Luigi just doesn't do it for me as much.
Right.
But it's a good game.
Cool. What else we got here? Netflix is coming to the Wii, so now Netflix is everywhere.
Yes, Netflix is everywhere. This also requires a disc.
Another disc.
Yeah. Do we still have that URL if people want to sign up?
Yeah, it's netflix.com/cadcast. You get a free Netflix trial, and we get money. That's how it works.
And you can register for your Wii disc now.
Right.
Wee! Everybody wins.
everybody wins. What else we have in the world of Nintendo? This story was a little old, and I think it was since amended about the DS successor. But they did say that the new Zelda is coming out this year, right? The new Wii Zelda.
That's the rumor, yes.
That's the rumor. I don't know. That last one, man.
It's going to be Link's Crossbow, too.
That last one was stinky.
That last one, yes. It was not too hot.
It was stinky. I was like, wow, this is what everybody's talking about? This game is getting, you know, 9.5s and 10s from people? My God. Like, if that game gets a 9.5 or a 10, Mass Effect should get a 14. I mean, give me a break. Come on.
I got the Xbox Live Deals of the Week up now.
Oh, okay. Anything good?
Next week is the two Mass Effect downloads for 240 points each. And Battleship from that Hasbro game night thing for $5.
Right. I never did get that, Pinnacle Station. I wonder if it's any good.
240 points. It's $3. So,
dig out my copy of Mass Effect 1 from underneath. It's hidden now.
I got to finish that up. I'm going to start playing that this weekend again because I never finished it to begin with. So I got to get through that before the next one comes out. And then on the 25th, the week of the 25th, Portal Still Alive is $10.
Oh, cool. Well, if you haven't played, if you've never played that, that's awesome.
$10.
The original one I played. I didn't play the Xbox Live one, but
right, $10, all new achievements there though. Like you get cool. Two sets of achievements. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to Nintendo. So, do you remember when Nintendo at E3 was it the most recent one where they they showed off the finger sensor thing, the vitality sensor?
That was this year.
And we both looked at each other and went,
we didn't just both look at each other. Everybody looked at each other.
Everybody
the whole
looked
crowd.
At each other and went, So they've trademarked Wii Relax, which I guess is going to tie in with this vitality sensor, which I can only assume it's like you throw a disc in there and it shows you like peaceful stuff and you...
It just yells at you, calm down, calm down, calm down.
No, I think the goal of the game is to get your heart like as slow as possible. Basically, like try to as close as to
get
dead
into a
as possible.
Trance.
Right. So actually, they should, you know, you put your finger in Wii Relax, and then you fire up that last Zelda game, and you know, you're basically like in a coma. You probably just win.
It wasn't that bad.
It was bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It was like
I finished it and I don't finish anything anymore.
Right, but you're a Zelda. You named your dog Zelda, dude. You can't even comment about this.
Yeah, I guess not.
And your daughter's middle name is Zelda.
No, it's not.
It's Link.
It is Link.
Sausage Link.
Sabrina Link. Sabrina Link.
Sabrina Link Wombat.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see what they can do with this. I mean, I like Nintendo in that, like, they come out with this shit that you laugh at, and then it sells like a gajillion copies, and then they're the ones laughing. So I'm laughing now, but they're going to come out with something that's just going to, like, you know, be sold out for 6 months that you put your finger in.
This can't happen. Like, some of their stuff has been duds. Wii Music was a dud.
Okay, that's true.
So this has got to be a dud.
This is going to be a dud. Well, we'll see. I don't know, like... I can't imagine like how taking your pulse can be fun.
Like people like to act like they're bowling. I don't know. People like to stick their fingers in stuff. Like that's what this does.
That's what your wife does for a living.
She might like this.
She in Japan, I could see this being big. Like people are pretty health conscious here, and they would probably like get a kick out of something like this.
The G-Spot Finder. That's a good game that could come out of this.
I was going to say, no one's made a stick your penis in it joke yet.
There it is.
There, now you did.
Good work.
We all know there's no G-Spot anyway, so. Anyway.
Boy, do I.
It was there. They just revealed that it doesn't exist. I read the news article. What else is going on in Nintendo? Oh, this is... this was pretty interesting. Both, there's a rumor that I read on Destructoid, I guess it's via Gamma Sutra. Apparently, both Target and Best Buy have told game publishers that they're not going to be buying their Wii mini game collections anymore, so don't even bother trying to sell them to those retailers.
That's because Target has a whole aisle just full of budget games now.
Right.
Does your Target have that, Wombat?
I haven't been to my Target in like 2 weeks.
Okay. They've got a whole like rack similar to what the DVDs or CDs would take up, just full of just budget games for the different platforms, mainly Wii. And it's just $15 titles. And then now they're overflowing. Like I was there today and there's an end cap of $15 titles. And then I go down a little bit farther. And then there's this whole thing of like budget titles that have been vacuum sealed together that are $30.
Then there's like a budget. There's three budget titles vacuum sealed together for $30. And there's $20 inside the package.
Right. And then they're up there as impulse buys by the registers. They're just like overflowing the Targets. Along with PSP Goes, by the way. I love ripping on the PSP Go, but never gets old. But no. I was there today, and at the bottom of the glass case, they had like five rows of where PSPs would go. All of the normal PSPs sold out, and then there's just eight PSP Goes just sitting there by themselves down there at the bottom of the case.
And they're using it as flooring now, too, right? You actually have to walk on them when you're inside the video game section. That's pretty scary, actually. But that's what you get.
Yeah.
Also, NBA Jam is coming to the Wii, which is one of my favorite arcade games of all time.
Are you in Fuego?
That you'll never
for this
play
game?
Now.
Right. I like that game a lot. I don't think it's going to be enough to get me to. You know, hook my Wii up.
You're saying that
the
prospect of playing as a big-headed Bill Clinton isn't enough to...
Look, you know what? If it was on Xbox Live Arcade, I would get it in a second.
Right. That's weird, right? This should be coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Yes. In a second, I would buy it.
The problem is if you release it on the Xbox Live Arcade, it would have to be $10 to $15, or you could release it for $30 on the Wii.
Yeah, well, maybe you could do both.
You could do both, but you have to do one, the $15 one, right. After the fact.
After the $30 one.
Right. So maybe that'll happen. Let's hope that happens, because I'm not really interested in playing it on the Wii. Maybe that's just me, but that's how I feel about it. All right. So now we are on to what? Any Wombat news and stuff?
Keg bag.
Okay, let's go on to the keg bag. Bebop has a question for me. He wanted to know what happened to me getting a gaming PC that I said somebody was going to build me one, and I haven't done anything about it. Yeah, the reason is because I'm moving, and I'm not buying anything that's big that needs to be moved. So maybe after I move, I will do that. Let's see here. Explicit D has a question. He wanted to let Wombat know that he found the podcast first and then found the website, because Wombat likes to hear that. He also says that he does his own podcast called Two Chips on a Davenport. I don't know what that means. And then he says that he probably has some listeners who feel like they know him personally, and he wants to know if we've had any weird experiences with people that are, you know, listeners, but they sort of look at our relationship differently. And I have one example of that, and I won't name any names, but I'll just tell you this quick little example. Every once in a while, I'll get an email from a listener or a fan of the website saying that they're coming to Japan on vacation, and if I have some time, would you like to have lunch or a cup of coffee or something like that? And sometimes I will do that, like depending on what's going on, I will do that. But I got this email from a guy, and he basically said that, and I wrote him back, and I said, yeah, sure, we can get together for lunch or something. And then he wrote me back this email, and I think I got the sequence of events right. He wrote me back this email that was like, I mean, if I had written it, it would have been the longest email I would have ever wrote. I mean, it was like a three-page email telling me like, you know, that they want to, like, hang out with my kid, and, like, this guy's wife is going to love my kid, and, like, it was, like, it was a little, like, scary, you know, and it just made me not even respond, and we never got together, because it was just, like, all right, you got to take the low, you don't want to be that excited to meet me. So, you guys ever have any, like, close encounters?
I mean, I've met a bunch of users from the website, and I've never had anyone that, to the point I don't think of creepy.
Right, no one that scared you.
No one that scared me. Although I do want to give a shout out while we're mentioning fans of our show that have reached out to us in the past. One of our friends of the show has his own TV show that premieres on Thursday on FX.
Oh.
So if you have the FX channel, make sure to check out Archer. It is made by a big fan of the show, and the two guys that actually, the executive producer and the creator of the show, I also know from my old life back when I worked at the agency. So it looks like it's going to be a really good show. If you're a fan of C-Lab, you'll definitely want to check it out. But you should watch Archer on FX this Thursday the 14th, and I guess every Thursday. I believe it's on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So, also, if you're a fan of Arrested Development, you'd probably like this, too.
I also, we got a lot of the same question from a lot of people, and I'll just take, this one comes from Metallic Sand on Twitter. He basically wants to know what we think of the whole Conan Leno thing.
Well, Conan, I've always been a fan of Red Sonja, personally.
Right. Conan.
I'm pro Conan all the way. I think Conan should go back to writing for The Simpsons.
I mean, here's the, like, I listen to Howard Stern, and basically, like, you know, that's where I get all my news from, and he talks about this stuff a lot. The big thing here that people don't realize, I think, I mean, I can understand, look, anybody who's probably under 60 prefers Conan to Leno. I mean, can't imagine that anyone.
See, I still prefer reruns of Johnny Carson to the two of them, so, you know.
Right, well, okay, that's fair enough. Like, Leno does not appeal to anybody who's doesn't have gray hair, I would imagine. The thing that I think people forget is that Leno, when he was on at 11:30, you know, he was the king of late night. He had the best ratings, and that's what everything is about in TV. It's about ratings. And for some crazy reason, NBC moves him to 10 o'clock. I mean, because they didn't want to lose Conan. Because Conan had a contract with them saying that if he didn't get the Tonight Show by a certain date, they had to pay him.
No, what happened was Leno announced his retirement. He said he was going to retire in 5 years. So then NBC made the deal with Conan, knowing that Leno was leaving. And then when Leno's five-year deal was up, instead of retiring like he said he was going to, he decided he wanted to stay. Like a dick.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with Conan. Conan didn't make any demands.
Okay. No, I know, but they had promised him. I'm not saying Conan made some demands, but he had a contract that said that he gets the Tonight Show at a certain date, otherwise NBC has to pay him like $45 million or something like
that. Yes, because Jay Leno announced his retirement.
Okay. So they move Leno to 10 o'clock, okay, and Conan gets the Tonight Show. Problem is, Conan takes over and his ratings are terrible. And he's losing.
Well,
now he's losing to Letterman.
That's not the big problem. The problem is that Leno at 10 o'clock, the ratings were terrible.
Right, right.
Were worse.
Okay, so it's both of these things.
And the affiliates were threatening to drop Leno.
Right.
Because the lead into the news, which is usually the largest moneymaker for a local station.
Right,
because
they can sell local advertising on the news.
Wasn't getting.
And they get to keep all
the
money.
They were getting squashed. So the Conan 11:30 thing actually has very little to do about it.
No, but I'm saying his ratings were shitty.
His ratings were shitty when he started, the late show or whatever it is.
Of course, but also, he's on at 12:30 or 1 o'clock or whatever, so who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit about 11:30? There's nothing. He's following the evening news, and he's the lead-in to the 12:30 show. It's not. His ratings were good enough where he didn't need to be bumped with the assumption that eventually he would find his audience. He was still finding his way on that show. 7 months isn't enough time to... Even Jimmy Kimmel has improved tremendously since he started.
Right. So what do you think's going to happen now?
I think that Conan's probably going to go and just do a show on Fox which will eventually get lost in the sauce, and I give it 2 years. But
right, that's like the kiss of death, yeah, right? That Fox is the kiss of Fox death.
NBC is the kiss of death right now, too, though.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they did that to themselves.
Then again, Leno is threatening to walk too. So
yeah, well, I mean, NBC doesn't have any hit shows right now.
Right.
No.
And they have no shows at 10 o'clock during the week.
I will say this though, is that I have a screaming child in the house, so I think it may be time.
Okay, so we say goodbye. We'll leave on that that note. I mean, I don't care about either of them because I don't watch either of them. It is sort of interesting. The drama is sort of interesting,
though. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch from the sidelines.
Right, just like the Tiger Woods thing.
Yes.
Also, the whole Artie thing has been really sad. You know? I know you have to go, but I just want to say that. I think about it and I get sad.
He did it for attention. Don't feel sorry for him. It's why he did it.
No, that's not why he did it. He did it because he's mentally ill.
Yeah. You don't stab yourself.
You have to read his book. It's very funny and sad, actually. I highly recommend Too Fat to Fish by Artie Lang. It's a very good book. I got my dad to read it, actually. Anyway, follow us all on Twitter, twitter.com/cheapyd, twitter.com/wombat5277, twitter.com/shipwreck. Also, for video game deals, it's twitter.com/videogamedeals or /UKgamedeals if you're in the UK. Also, for all our British listeners, you may not realize this, but if you go to cheapassgamer.com, there's a whole website there for you. You'll automatically get all the British content. British game deals automatically. Just visit cheapassgamer.com. And I want to remind everybody to review us on iTunes. That's very important for getting our rank up there. Drop a review for us or just rate us if you don't feel like writing anything. You can just choose the stars. I recommend 5. And last but not least, GoDaddy coupons at GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. $6.95 domain names, CAG domain at GoDaddy.com. And get your free Netflix trial at Netflix.com/CAGcast. That's a lot of ads.
I have a little girl dressed like a panda bear standing next to me who wants to be picked up. So,
That's cute. Does she want a garbage truck?
No, she does not want a garbage truck. She wants dada.
Dada. Okay, well, do your dada thing. Shipwreck, anyone standing next to you?
Just like a few more drops of Bud Select 55.
Excellent. Well, finish that off, and we will see you all next week.
Only Atari makes the world's most popular home video games. The only Space Invaders. The only Asteroids. The only Pac-Man, the only Missile Command, and soon the only Defender. And the only way you can play any of them is on a home video system made by Atari.